Good. Okay. Right. Should we start?
We can do. Yeah. Everything's set up.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Well, let's just carry on when you're ready. Oh, my back is killing me today. Oh gosh. I've got to go in and do my TV show as well, which is on 7 to 8 on a Friday live.
I don't get it live. I watch it on YouTube later on.
Why?
I don't know. I can fast forward past the adverts.
Doesn't anybody watch anything live anymore?
No, you shouldn't. You should. If you watch Coronation Street, you should watch it half an hour after it's been broadcast, yeah. So you can get rid of the adverts.
Oh, excuse me. It's been really cold where I live, and I've had the heating full on. And all I want to do is sort of curl up in a ball and go to sleep.
It's been wet, cold, and foggy here.
Yeah, but you're in Wales.
Yeah, okay. Fair point.
Yeah. What do you expect? North Wales, too.
Yeah, it's either one or the other. It's either really, really hot, probably one of the hottest places in the UK, or really, really damp and miserable.
I always think God must be playing jokes on people when he makes really nice, beautiful areas of the world and then gives them shit weather.
Yeah, it is really nice up here when it's nice.
Yeah, but it's not.
It's not what?
Not very nice often.
It's not very nice often, no.
Well, the weather.
The weather, yes.
Yeah. I mean, there are beautiful beaches and places you can go. Oh, excuse me. Go across the bridge, you know, across the Menai Straits.
Yeah.
How many bridges are there?
There's two at the moment. There's plans for a third.
Why?
Because when you've got all your big trucks heading towards Holyhead, the bridges are single-laned. And in the sort of rush hour in the morning, coming off the island, and in the evening going back onto the island, you could be waiting 20 minutes to get across the bridge sometimes.
It's probably time for you to move, isn't it?
Or move off the island onto the mainland.
Yeah, move off the... Hang on, I've got a big water bottle. Reusable, by the way, and metal, not plastic. Well, that's a good idea. Excuse me, I must apologise. Oh, dear.
You're making everybody who's listening to this yawn right now.
Are we on now?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know we'd started. Okay. In that case, better talk about something serious and sensible.
Well, I have to play the music first.
Right, okay, we'll play that, and then I'll pull myself together.
Can you do that?
I don't know, I'll try. Right, okay. Welcome to the program, the James Whale Podcast, available right here, wherever you got it available from. Yeah, that's the sort of thing, isn't it?
That's roughly the right thing to say, yes.
So I could be saying, very good morning to those of you tuned in to the James Whale Podcast. It's a fabulous day today. Up and at 'em, guys.
Yeah, you could say that too, yeah.
Or I could say, well, welcome to the James Whale Podcast late at night. Just keeping you company through those wee small hours.
Yeah, I'm getting quite old, so the hours are very wee and small.
Yeah. Or any... Oh, gosh, what a horrible thought. Or anywhere in between. Anywhere in between. Well, the big story, apart from the coronavirus, which... do they still sell that drink on that used to get off the milk floats?
Oh, yeah, the cream soda.
Corona. Yeah, horrible stuff. Virus sounds pretty disgusting too.
I'm glad you said the name of it, because I was pondering how you pronounce the virus.
Oh, right. Well, that's what everybody's calling it, isn't it?
It's something to do with the sun.
Is it?
Yeah, that's why it's named, like the corona of the sun.
Oh, right.
It looks like that under a microscope, apparently.
Oh, right. Okay. Anyway, let's not... everybody's talking about that. And I think we need to talk about the sensible, serious things. Leadership battle for the Liberal Democrats. I nearly laughed saying it.
Someone pulled out recently.
No.
Didn't they?
I think that was the Labour Party.
Oh, we're talking about the Liberal Democrats, so I wasn't listening properly.
No, obviously not.
Okay. So someone pulled out the Labour Party. Someone's not pulled out the Liberal Democrats then.
Oh, I don't know whether there's only 11 MPs, so I think they might all be in.
What if they all pulled out?
See, is there a point of having a leader of only 11 people?
Don't the Greens have two leaders?
Yeah, but they've only got one person.
How does that work?
I don't know. I mean, they've got lots of members, haven't they, these parties? But it just seems a bit pointless, the whole thing.
It is, yeah. Just give up. Boris is doing a good job. Just give up. Stop.
Yeah. But the Labour Party is quite entertaining.
That's not what you want, though, is it? An entertaining party?
Well, no, but it is entertaining for the time being. There's old misery guts Corbyn, who's hanging on, refusing to go anywhere, taking part in Prime Minister's Question Time, and being as miserable and as sort of grumpy as he was, which is why I think he didn't get any votes.
Mr. Irrelevant.
Well, he is, isn't he? And now they're going to take sort of until April to decide on the new leader. And they all want to be new and enthusiastic and move forward. So it looks like Keir Starmer, well, Sir Keir Starmer, but he doesn't want people using the Sir anymore, is the favourite to lead the party. A sort of, some people say, another grey man in a grey suit.
They'd be better off getting like a conservative person to become their leader.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. Just to see, you know, whether it kind of rings the changes. I mean, there is a sort of, a couple of them kind of right-wingish in the Labour Party, which might help, I don't know. But there's still quite a lot of people infused by the idea of total socialism. What is total socialism, by the way?
Anarchy.
The government owns everything, controls everything, and makes sure none of us get any better than anyone else.
Yeah, we do get to stand outside in the cold instead of going in the nice warm building and working.
Why do we get to stand out in the cold?
Because we'll always be on strike.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, I am tired. And I've hardly started work today.
You can't call this work.
No, I suppose not. But, you know, fascinating, because Lisa Nandy made, I thought, a really good speech when she was doing her bit to become leader. I thought she was good. And I think, actually, she could probably be the new leader. She's not a Jeremy Corbyn fan, nor is Keir Starmer, really. But they all think that, what's her name, the double-barreled name, Rebecca Long Bailey. I find it difficult to think of us having a Prime Minister called Prime Minister Long Bailey.
Sounds like a drink, doesn't it?
Yeah. But anyway, she went and made a speech. It was the worst thing I've ever heard. And yet she got rousing cheers and people whooping. And, of course, they're all the Corbyn supporters. They did that for Corbyn, if you remember. Every time he got up and made a speech somewhere, they all got up and cheered like mad.
Well, they've all paid, haven't they?
Paid what?
Paid to be there, so they might as well, you know, make the most of it.
Well, a friend of mine paid to join, so he could vote for her. She wins, the Conservatives will stay in for years.
It's a good plan. It is a good plan.
Yeah. But it's all a bit sort of unnecessary, because Boris has got such a whopping majority. Unless he messes it up, and everybody will notice he's been keeping a low profile recently. I presume doing quite a lot of work behind the scenes.
Yeah, head down, get on with it.
Yeah, quite right. Brexit, now we've got to make sure it all works properly.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, I'm confident too. HS2, people getting their knickers in a twist. I mean, it's costing a lot of money, and people say, was it really necessary and everything else? But they should have thought of that before they started spending the money they've already spent on it.
Think of how many times they could have got Big Ben to bong with that money.
Yeah. But, you know, as they've bought the land, as there are people's houses have been bought up and they're ready to go, and they've been doing huge works at Euston Station, just get on and build it. And, you know, we haven't had any new rail infrastructure since Victorian times.
Can we bring back the steam trains?
You could do. They pollute like mad.
Yeah, but they look good, though, don't they?
Yeah, but there are loads of them, mostly owned by Pete Waterman.
Do you know, I haven't been up to see his railway. I wouldn't mind going.
We'll go and have a look.
I think I might.
But I think they should build it anyway. And I think they should say to the people building, you've got to cut your prices back. Because, you know, sometimes I wonder if people just think of a price and double it. So I think that's what they should do. And the fact they've already spent a few billion on it seems a bit of a, you know, say, oh, yeah, but we're better than spending so much more. I think it'll be good for the country. I think it'll give the country a feeling of moving to the future, building a new, brand new rail line. I think that's a good idea.
It's all down to the rolling stock. It's got to look really futuristic, like the bullet train did.
Well, that's exactly what I thought it was going to look like. Like the video they've made of it. I wanted it to look like that.
There's a video?
Yeah.
Of the new rolling stock?
Well, I presume so.
I'm going to check that out.
Well, you should. Anyway, listen, if anybody has any thoughts on any of this, you can always get in touch at jameswellradio.co.uk.
I wonder if I can get one for my Hornby train set, or do I have to upgrade the tracks?
Didn't I give out the wrong address then?
I don't know. What did you say? I'll beep it out if it's
wrong.
Why
are you not listening?
Because I'm looking at the notes.
jameswellradio@gmail.com.
That's the correct address. What did you say before?
Yeah. Oh, I can't remember. It wasn't that, though. So anyway, that's all going on. What are you doing now?
Listening to you, carefully.
Yeah, I would if I were you, because if you don't and I catch you out, there may be trouble. Actually, Darren Yates emailed us. He said, James, I was wondering if you would be willing to record a quick 40th birthday message for my wife, Catherine. I know it's a cheek, but I thought I would ask you anyway. Thanks, Darren Yates. Well, I normally charge an enormous amount of money, sort of like £75 for a message.
Right, well, we haven't had any money, but would you do it anyway, seeing it's a birthday?
Well, yeah, but that's what I would charge the money for. How do we make money to keep this going?
Well, this could be an example of what they'll get for their £75.
Well, does Catherine actually know who I am?
I assume so.
I mean, she doesn't think that some sort of pervy, strange bloke is wishing her a happy birthday.
It depends how old she is.
40?
Oh, yeah.
There is something wrong with you, isn't there?
Yeah, I didn't get much sleep last night.
Nor did I. Honestly. Right, I could say, look, Catherine. Catherine Yates. Yes, you, Catherine. Yeah, James Whale here. I've been asked by your loving husband, Darren, to tell you how much he loves you and to wish you, from him and from me, a very happy 40th birthday. 40, I remember when I was 40. It's the perfect age to be. So enjoy your birthday, have a great time, and have a drink for me. What do you think?
Yeah, about 48 quid's worth there, I think.
What?
Well, I'd feel a bit cheated if I paid 75 quid. 48
Why?
Quid.
Because I was thinking I would just go, hi, Catherine, happy 40th birthday from James Whale. Have a lovely time. That would be my idea of 75 quid.
Nah, it's more like £8.50, get two for a tenner.
We're never going to make any money.
Well, if you do lots of them, two for a tenner.
Hmm. I'd rather do a couple nicely than loads of them.
Well, to be fair, you know, even the first one you did, that was just off the cuff, as it were. So a bit of planning, a bit of jizzing up a bit.
You are an arsehole, aren't you?
A bit of jizzing up a bit. I'll be fine.
Mm. Now, I have not heard any more about me taking over the BBC as the new Director General. Dominic Cummings, of course, who is chief advisor to Boris Johnson, said that they prefer and want somebody not from university, not one of the lefty lovies, somebody who's a bit off the wall and a bit strange.
Did they mention the word female?
I'm not sure.
Otherwise, it's you, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah, but, you know, older person, but not quite as old as the last ones, could be quite good.
You could always put a frock on.
Yeah, I could do, but I don't think it'll be necessary. What I can't understand is nobody's rung me and said, would I be interested?
Well, you've put the feelers out, haven't you?
Yeah, well, I'm doing it now, aren't I?
Well, that's true. I mean, just write in. Everyone who's listening to this, write into the BBC and say James Whale would make an excellent leader.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, somebody at the BBC has been thinking about all the things because apparently they're about to axe the award-winning Victoria Derbyshire show.
Never seen one episode.
I've seen bits every now and then, and it's exactly the sort of show that wins awards.
How? Explain it to me.
Well, it's all very worthy and dull and boring. Can you hear that motorbike?
Was that a motorbike or your belly?
No, I think it was a motorbike.
Okay.
Oh, don't let me yawn again. Oh. Got to cut my hair before I go to work today.
Now, you say cut.
Yeah.
It can't be long enough to cut, surely.
Shave.
That's better, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, I think that's the thing. You know, these award ceremonies fascinating. Because quite often, I have won a couple of awards in my life and usually get sacked afterwards.
So there we go. It's a pattern there, because she's won an award, obviously, and she's getting the chop.
Yeah, so there we are. But these are, you know, I turned down a few years ago now an invitation to be a judge at some radio awards. And they've never spoken to me since.
Oh, dear.
I said, well, I don't want to. Why? What is the point? And they didn't really have an answer. I've never actually understood a point of these award ceremonies who give awards to people. It's an excuse for them all to get together and have a night out.
It makes the winner feel special.
Yeah, well, very nice for the winner. Hasn't done Victoria Derbyshire much good, has it?
No, but she could look at it while she's unemployed.
Well, she won't be unemployed. She works for the BBC.
Oh, is that how it works? Once you're in,
yeah.
You're in.
Yeah. That's it. You don't get sacked. Yeah. She'd just move her somewhere else. She'd probably be doing other stuff, you know, coming up with ideas, working on new projects, but being paid all the time. That's what they do at the BBC.
Or she could become the new Director General.
No. She's a bit of a, she's just BBC, isn't she?
Yeah, but it's a bit of a coincidence that she sort of loses her job around the time when the post comes up.
Oh, don't, you're worrying me now.
She's award-winning, remember?
Oh, gosh, okay, fine. Next week, Friday the 31st, I'm doing my show from outside Parliament, I think.
Why?
Well, because it's the day we leave the European Union.
Oh, are you going to check out the bonging?
I just think it will be doing the show from there live.
Big street party.
Yeah. And I jolly well hope none of these radio stations or people who are so anti-leaving the European Union will be anywhere near. But if they are, we can take the mick.
There's going to be loads of Remainers all turning up and cheering stop Brexit.
I hope not, because, I mean, they were boring when they did it.
Is that man still there with his big placard shouting, stop Brexit?
No, I don't think so. I think he's probably got the message.
He's given up, has he? He's conceded.
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to do, because, I mean, that's all he's done for the last 3-4 years.
He'll start chanting, start Brexit now, won't he?
Oh, could be, I suppose, yeah.
Get it over and done with.
Interesting to see what he does now. He's probably got a placard saying the end is nigh walking around.
That's true. I mean, at the end of the day, he's done his job well, hasn't he?
Yeah. Anyway, listen. No, he hasn't, has he? Right. Why don't you do your bit and we can get that boring drivel out of the way fairly quickly?
Okay. The EU are trying to...
Hang on. Every week I say to you, go out and sell sponsorship for your little feature called Tech Talk. Have you done it?
Sold it.
No.
No.
Well, I don't know, you see. I get no money for this, and I'm wondering whether you do.
Well, the money does come in. It just doesn't go in your direction.
Oh, God, dear. Okay, go on.
I mean, there are expenses and costs.
Really?
Yeah.
You live on the Isle of Anglesey?
Yeah.
Well, nothing costs anything up there, does it?
Well, there's nothing to buy.
No. Well, there we are. You don't need money.
The show needs money.
Okay, we'll argue about it off the air, not on. Right, what are you going to try and enthrall us with Tech Talk this week?
Okay, there's a company called Clearview that has been mining photographs off social media. So far, they have 3 billion photographs. and stolen from places like Facebook and Twitter that they are going to use for artificial intelligence, such as facial recognition. So you have got money. The EU are trying to force Apple into dropping their charging port in favour of a standard USB port. Apple says it's not good for the environment because it means that a lot of devices such as docking stations will have to be thrown in landfill because they'll be no longer useful. There's an app that you can get that...
Stopped. What are you doing?
I've stopped.
Get on with it then, will you?
My train of thought is lost.
Why?
Well, it was easy to lose at the start. Now it's gone.
Oh, for goodness sake, just get on with your bit so we can carry on.
Films, Bad Boys for Life with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. Very good. Go and see it.
Why?
Well, just to fill in some time for a couple of hours.
Yeah, I finished, by the way, the Designated Survivor, which lots of people I'm sure already seen. But it's just brilliant. I've done the whole of the three series in the last couple of weeks.
And Star Trek Picard starts tonight on Amazon Prime. Should be good.
Yeah. I'm a bit bored with all that science fiction stuff.
Yeah.
I need a new box set to start looking at. You know, I've had that with me for the last 3-4 weeks, and I get home from work and think, oh, I could watch another episode of Designated Survivor tonight. It's really good. I enjoyed it. And now I finished it all, and that's it.
Have you seen Breaking Bad?
No, what's that about?
You've not seen Breaking Bad?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Well, just watch it.
Is that like Designated Survivor?
Probably nothing like Designated Survivor.
Or would I like it then? How do you know?
Because it's one of the most successful series ever.
Yeah.
It's just one of the best things, you know, to watch if you want to watch a box set.
Oh.
It's very good. In fact, so good that they've made a film recently to continue it on because people were missing it.
Yeah, that's how I feel about Designated Survivor. I had a little friend to come home to, and now I haven't.
Well, there's plenty of other box sets on Netflix.
Yeah, I don't really think I want one like that, to be honest, but, you know, we'll have a think. Should we talk about something uplifting now?
Oh, go on then.
Yeah. The Church of England bishops, because that must be uplifting.
Right.
Yeah. But also very strange. sex is for straight married couples only. All right? Nobody who isn't straight and married anywhere is allowed, according to the Church of England, to have sex. It calls on gay or straight civil partnerships to be abstinent. I thought that was that green drink you get in France or Italy, but apparently it's not.
Absinthe.
No, abstinent.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the drink.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so the only people who can have sex are people who are married and straight.
They're usually the people that don't have sex.
I was going to suggest that. And what about if you are married but lose your partner?
Well, you're no longer married then, are you?
Aren't you?
I don't think so, because you can get remarried.
Because you're not divorced, are you, or anything like that?
Yeah, but otherwise, if you got married again, you'd be a bigamist.
So, as far as God is concerned, I can never have sex again.
Unless you get married again.
Well, then I'm not allowed to get married again, am I? Because that's looked down upon.
I think that's not looked down upon if you lose your wife, no.
Yeah, okay, just a thing to think about. I've never heard anything so fucking ridiculous in my life. Why don't these religious twats stop actually fucking about saying such ridiculous fucking stuff as that. It would be really nice. I don't believe in God or anything else, but, well, I do believe in things, and I'm not going to tell you what happened to me the other night. It freaked me out, but and I don't feel like talking about it yet, but it was really weird. I might tell you when we finish doing this, but I mean, I don't know if it's just my brain playing some tricks on me or not, but just really weird. But anyway, if there is a God, or there could be, I don't know, there could be some sort of, I don't think it's anything like these religious people feel. I am fed up with them saying stupid things like this. So there's a couple of gay people who love each other really madly, were madly in love with each other, been living with each other for 20 or 30 years, suddenly decide they'd like to, because they've become religious or whatever, they want to have their partnership blessed or want to get married. No, the bishops say, if you're gay, you can't have sex. Who the fuck do they think they are? I am annoyed about this. I'm not joking. I'm really fucking annoyed about this. I mean, religion does say some of the most stupid things ever, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you just do what most people do and just ignore them.
Yeah, but I find it difficult when they come out with this sort of stuff. And they make a statement and everybody sort of think, oh, you know, the bishop, they are convinced in something that cannot be proven, have no idea whether it exists, and people take them seriously. You know, just explain to me why that's the case.
I don't know. For all my life, I've just put it down to weak-minded people.
So many people have been hurt by that, I would imagine.
Yeah, it doesn't say you can't have sex if you're not in a civil partnership.
No, the only place you can have sex is if you're straight, for a start.
Yep.
And then in a marriage.
Not beforehand.
No.
So you can't try before you buy?
Well, no, of course not.
What if you're not compatible?
Yeah, well, that's a very good point. Religions, the main religions, just their deities insist on being worshipped, and it just upsets me a lot. Really upsets me. You know, people living great lives, lovely lives, doing great things for other people, very moralistic. But morals have got nothing to do with religion. And then they would say to someone, well, I don't believe in God, I'm not religious, but I've always been a good person and I've always done this. Will I go to heaven? No. Yet you could be a murdering bastard and say, I found God in my life, and you'll be saved and you'll go to heaven. How does that work?
Well, then you use that to your favour then, don't you? You basically break all the rules and ask for forgiveness just before your time's up.
Lord, I find it annoying. Very, very annoying.
You turn to God at the last minute.
You won't be able to put any of that in. It'd be too offensive.
I can't beep it all out.
I'm going to do some jokes. Don't forget, our new feature is send in jokes. By the time we've done this, because you've got them all saved somewhere, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, they're all saved on the email, but more are coming in all the time.
Yeah, so you can put, and then I could do stand-up. I can go around the clubs doing stand-up.
Okay.
Sally for Goodard. I think that's her name. It's quite a long one. I haven't read it. But for instance, if I was going to do this live on stage, walk on stage and say, hi, yeah, nice to be here. Good evening, everybody. School days. Golly. School wasn't very good for me. What was it like for you? I hated school. I hardly ever went. A little Johnny's classmates, when I was at school, he was a bit of a pain, by the way, little Johnny. Some of his classmates, anyway, told him that most adults are hiding at least one dark secret. And it's very easy to blackmail them by saying, I know the whole truth. Little Johnny decides to go home and try it out. Why wouldn't you? I've just got a message. Following your recent experience with your... Oh, right, okay, fine. When Johnny got home from school, he told his mum, I know the whole truth. His mother quickly... Oh, for fuck's sake.
This is not going to work well on stage in your stand-up routine.
What? Why not?
Well, your phone constantly binging.
No, what if it did? I've stopped it anyway.
Why don't you just start again and tell the joke as it's written?
God. Well, okay. Little Johnny's classmates tell him that most adults are hiding at least one dark secret. And it's very easy to blackmail them by saying, I know the whole truth. So little Johnny decides to go home and try it out. When Johnny got home from school, he told his mum, I know the whole truth. His mother quickly hands him £20 and says, just don't tell your father. Quite pleased, the boy waits for his father to get home from work, greets him with a, I know the whole truth. His father promptly hands him £40 and says, please don't say a word to your mother. Amazed it worked so well, Johnny decided he would try it on some other adults. He was on his way to school the next day when he sees the postman at his front door. Johnny greets him by saying, I know the whole truth. The mailman immediately drops the mail, opens his arms and says, then come give your daddy a great big hug. Where do our listeners get these jokes? They're really good.
See, I would have laughed if I was in the audience.
Yeah. Well, actually, a guy walked into a pub and sees a sign hanging over the bar which reads, cheese sandwich, £1.50, chicken sandwich, £2.50, hand job, £10. Checking his wallet, the man walks up to the bar and calls over one of the ladies. Can I help you? She inquires with a knowing smile. I was wondering, whispers the man, are you the one who gives the hand jobs? Yes, she says, I am. The man replies, well, would you mind washing your hands? I'd like a cheese sandwich. Jamie Evans. Thank you very much indeed, Jamie. Oh, dear. That's very funny. I f***ed up that last one, but then I don't read them beforehand.
I'll take the f*** up out.
Why?
Well, because you said the line correctly, so I'll just take out the one before when you repeated yourself slightly, made the alteration.
Right. Okay.
It'll sound perfect. No one would know.
No. Anyway, listen, we can all start eating meat again and drinking alcohol if you didn't do either.
Why?
Well, it was dry genuine, whatever it was.
The what?
Veganuary or Veganuary. Sounds rude to me.
It's very close to being rude. I think you mean veganary.
Oh, was it veganary? Something like that, yeah.
Right.
Really ridiculous. What?
So, all right, because I just seen something on the notes that said we have to cut meat and dairy consumption by a fifth.
According to all the climate change experts, yeah.
Okay.
Well, basically, we need to stop doing everything.
Yeah, no sex.
Well, I think that's probably going to end up being the only pleasure. But then, of course, if you happen to be religious and you're not married and you're not straight, no, you can't have any sex.
Can't you denounce your religion just before you go to bed?
Yeah, I suppose you could. But it's just, you know, it's just, why is religion so horrid? I mean, you know, in Islamic countries, they have a tendency to hang gay people from cranes in public. I think they do occasionally in Iran. But don't get me going.
I won't get you going.
No, because, you know, that would be wrong in the eyes of the church.
Just start your own religion up.
I have thought about it, actually. Because when I'm a bit bored, I watch some of the religious TV channels, and they're very entertaining. And then you have to keep telling yourself they're absolutely serious.
Well, then start up your own TV channel with your own religion.
Yeah, I could do.
And spread the word.
There's a little red robin right outside my window on a tree. Oh, that's really nice.
When are you going to send me that photograph of your willy that you promised me last week?
Do you want me to do it now?
If you wouldn't mind.
Well, I'll go and do it if you talk.
Okay.
You carry on talking. I'll just, in the other room, I'll just go and take a picture of my willy and then send it to you. Hold on.
Okay, I'd better turn my phone on so I get it. Hang on.
Keep on.
I'm talking about turning my phone on. So, airplane mode off. Down we go. There we are. My phone is now ready to receive. And hopefully I'll get that picture anytime soon. Could talk about
stay there. Oh, my lovely ladies, they are so lovely, my girls. I just had them washed. They look so beautiful.
We are talking about the dogs now, aren't we?
Yeah. My stomach says it's lunchtime.
That doesn't help in any way, that last comment I just made. We are talking about your canines.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what are you going on about? I've just sent you a picture of my woolly.
All right, let me have a look. Boom. Boom.
What? Why are you going boom, boom?
Right, okay, hang on. You put your name on it.
What do you mean I put my name on it?
That's really nice.
Do you like it?
Yeah. Well, okay, do you mind if I show people this?
Actually, I don't mind, really. If anybody wants to make an offer on it, I could use the money.
I think that you'll find that's illegal.
What?
I don't think
you're selling pictures of your willy.
Yeah, don't think you can do that.
Why?
Oh, well, I suppose you can. All right, so there's a bit of reflection there, isn't there?
Yeah. Can you do something with that? I don't know, does it matter, does it?
You had your blinds open when you were taking a picture.
Oh, my stomach. I must get something to eat. Yeah, I did, yeah. Is that a problem?
Well, other people can see your willy if you have your blinds open all the time.
Well, I don't think it matters. It's really nice.
You know, a little bit of hair, not much. Yeah. Not sure about...
Well, I don't have much hair.
Not sure about the growth on the right-hand side.
Well, that's my helmet.
Very nice, very clean. You kept that well.
Do you like the top of it as well?
Yeah, there's like a little spiky bit.
Yeah.
It's kept well, isn't it?
I've never had it in a room where there's been too much light. I've forgotten, actually, the bloke who did it now.
His name's on the bottom.
Yeah, he signed it. But he did a whole series of willies.
He did, and that's yours.
And that was mine, yeah.
That's a nice-looking willy.
Do you think it's worth anything?
I'm sure it is.
What was his name? Because he did whole books of people's willies, didn't he?
And cartoons.
Yeah, it's a strange mix.
Wicked Willy the movie?
He didn't make a movie too, did he?
Yeah. Grey Jolfrey.
Oh, right. There can't be many personalised willies that he'd done.
Well, it's a celebrity personalised willy.
Hmm.
I'm quite impressed with that. Did you say you had a vagina as well?
I did, but I'm not showing you that. I'm not.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Nothing. It's very nice, but that's it. Let's do questions for the whale. I'm tired now.
Okay. I've got to turn the right page. Just give me a second.
Do you think people understood what that was all about?
A picture of your willy? Yeah, Wicked Willy, yeah. You told me you had it last week and I just wanted to see a picture of it.
Mm. You didn't believe it, did you?
I knew that some were done. I got on the show, but I didn't realise he'd done one for you.
Oh, right. Well, who else? It was my show.
He was on a couple of your shows.
Yeah. He's a nice man, very nice man. I hadn't remembered that until you mentioned it last week, for years and years.
It was on the Size Matters show.
Yeah, and apparently the Wicked Willies sold like mad.
The books, yeah.
Yeah.
According to Wikipedia, it says he's still alive.
Oh, good.
Maybe there's a future guest for one of your other shows.
Yeah. I wonder if he's still painting willies.
83 years old.
Yeah. Golly.
Right, so I'm doing questions now, aren't I?
Well, this is something else you want to do. I wanted to do straight politics, and we seemed to get sidetracked after we started talking about Rebecca Long Bailey.
Or Wrong Bailey.
Well, possibly.
Sam Bailey.
Oh, Sam Bailey.
That's it.
No, she's not a politician.
She's a singer.
Yeah.
But it might not be that one.
Oh, just before we do that, did I got a taxi from the radio station back to where I parked my car last night. And it was Billy, the black cab driver, who was so nice to me. I mean, I got in this cab and said where I wanted to go. And he said, James Whale. I said, yeah. He said, I've been a huge fan of you. I listen to the podcasts. How's Rob? And I listen to your shows. I've been listening to you somewhere since the 80s. Watch your TV show. He said, I've always wanted to meet you, mate. This has made my day, my life. And he was really nice. And we did a selfie. So he will be listening, I'm sure, to this at some point. So Billy, the cab driver, it was a pleasure, Billy, to meet you the other night. And thank you so much. He said, I'm not charging you. Wherever you want to go, I don't care where it is, I will take you. And I felt slightly embarrassed, I must admit, but it was only just down the road. So I, and he said, no, you're not paying. If you're coming in my cab, you don't pay. I wish I'd taken his number because I could go everywhere, anywhere in the country.
I'm sure he'll get in touch and he can take you out on a day trip somewhere.
Oh, that's nice, yeah. He could put a rug over my knees and I can sit with an ice cream and look at the sea.
There we are. That's your future sorted.
Thank you. That's really nice. Thank you. Right. Okay. Let's do these questions.
Sam Bailey, not the singer.
Could be.
Possibly. Well, she might sing in the bathroom. Are you going to get a flu jab?
Funnily enough, Sam Bailey, I got one 2 days ago and I am feeling really rough.
They say, I've never had one, but they say you get sort of flu-y types. Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently won't last very long.
Yeah.
Just as I was recovering and getting better, yeah. I went to the doctor and said, yeah, no, fine. Said, well, let me give you a flu jab anyway.
Great.
Anyway, go on.
Mark Belcher.
That's disgusting.
I probably might have pronounced his surname wrong. Could be Belcher.
Yeah, you probably did. Belcher.
Belcher. Mark Belcher.
Yeah, okay, go on.
It's not really a question. It just says, changing bingo ball names, insanity. Are they changing the bingo ball names? Has it become one of these politically correct things? I've not heard this story.
I have no idea. 88, two fat ladies.
Legs akimbo.
11. Yeah, when I think about it, it probably does all need changing. Anyway, go on.
Tom Poole.
He's always there, isn't he?
He's there, yeah. He's always there.
Tom, you might put a word in with the BBC, seeing you work for the BBC.
He's got a big question for you.
Oh, gosh.
The US government is built on Russian money, the UK too. Is that a problem?
No.
No, take the money and run. That's what I say.
Yeah. Tom, you're getting into these conspiracy theories far too much.
Christina Aykroyd.
Oh, I used to work for her.
It's probably the same one, to be fair, because it is from your Facebook, probably a friend of yours.
Yeah. Although she was my boss for a while. I mean, I don't know whether you could say friend, because that would be wrong, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but we're going back to the sort of...
80s.
Yeah, a few decades ago, so it would have been okay at that time.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, no, she was a very good boss of Radio Air in Leeds, yeah.
Was she friendly? Is that a better way of putting it?
Tough, but nice.
Okay. In the wake of the Thomas Markle interview, what do we owe our parents? As it's always financial, I suggest not. You give, not to receive.
Mm. Well, I'm with you, actually. I'm sorry, but I saw the Thomas Markle thing, and I think the media have been appalling to Harry and Meghan. No wonder they wanted to go and live somewhere else. And, you know, I feel sorry for the old guy, but the way he keeps going on and talking, no wonder she doesn't want to talk to him. Keep out of the press, mate. Don't answer there, and then maybe you can build a new relationship with her. I think he's been, you know, he's not been nice or helpful to them at all. And telling everyone, well, Prince Harry put the phone down on me, I'd have done the same thing, mate.
Rob James, do you agree with the scientists who say that one day it may be possible to live on Mars? Because I tried for a month, put on 3 stone and developed type 2 diabetes.
Yeah, I think you have to be very careful when scientists say things like that. You need a balanced diet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such as?
A crunchy, a Milky Way, a Mars bar. bag of Smarties, and just mix it all up.
Yeah, one of those a day. That would be one of your five a day, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Carl Rickards.
Yeah.
How do you keep your temper working with unhinged lunatics, not Ash or Rob?
I hadn't noticed I was working with any unhinged lunatics.
Susie Mills. Hi, Mr. Whale. Very formal. Please say hi to me.
Hi, Susie Mills. How are you?
Okay. Well, I suppose you've asked her a question in return. I suppose we can look forward to the reply next week.
Oh, right. Sorry, I shouldn't have done that, but she asked me to say, and I said, that's it.
Well, she only asked you to say hi, not ask a question.
Oh, sorry. Hi, Susie Mills.
Okay.
Good. Happy with that?
Well, the damage is already done, isn't it, unless they edit it out.
Oh, I don't edit anything. I'm going to go and make myself something to eat, and I'm going to feed my babies. If you've got any jokes, let us know, jamesworldradio@gmail.com, or you want to ask any questions or give me any of your thoughts, we can share them on the show next week.
Are you going to advertise your book this week? You haven't done it for a while.
Oh, well, we still got some left. Yeah,
we got a few.
What's it called? Almost a Celebrity.
That's the one, yeah.
My autobiography, which was written quite a lot over 10 years ago, wasn't it?
A bit longer, yeah, okay.
And fabulous pictures of me as a baby in it.
You're not really selling this very well, are you?
Am I not? Well, if you haven't read it, you need to get it. I mean, and you can get it now for how much is it?
£5.
Well, I thought everything was going to be 75 quid.
Well, on the back of the book, it says £6.95, so it'd be very hard to sell it. Well, I suppose if you sign them, I think we've got a few left, might be worth a little bit more.
Okay. Well, we have got a few hardback ones as well.
Yeah, we're reserving those. They're for special occasions. Okay.
Yeah, because they were all sold at £25 originally, I think.
Yeah, well, I've got a few of those. We'll keep them for competitions and things, because they're getting rarer now.
Yeah. Yeah, I've only got three. Beautifully written. Beautifully written.
Did you write it yourself?
Well, me and Sean Hudson.
Oh, the horror man.
Yeah.
So your autobiography is a bit of a horror story, is it?
Yeah, it is a bit, yeah. And the foreword is written by Chris Moyles.
The T-boy.
Yeah.
Even though he strongly denies that he's ever made you a cup of tea.
Yeah, I know. He always does. Anyway, listen, guys, you can see that. Go to our website, get a copy, and Rob will post it to you.
Yeah, personally, that's something I do.
Yeah, he won't call round your house personally. Don't worry.
Well, I will if there's cake.
I'm going now because we're just hanging this out. Right, thank you very much indeed for listening, and have a very good day wherever you are. And Billy, keep your eyes on the road.
You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadioShow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.